Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹好。
Happy Thanksgiving.
圣诞节啊，感恩节快乐。
I'm sorry I wasn't here last night.
很抱歉，昨天晚上我不在这里。
I have a son who lives in South Africa.
我儿子住在南非。
And he has two grandchildren. My two grandchildren.
我有两个孙子孙女。
And so they were visiting in New York City, and so we had Thanksgiving together with he and his wife and my grandchildren.
他们到纽约来，所以我跟他的儿子还有他们的孩子在一起。
So we had a wonderful time together as a family.
我们在一起有非常好的家庭的时间。
But I know also you are my family.
我也知道你们跟我也同属一家。
I think just brothers and sisters. I don't think any grandchildren.
我们都是弟兄姐妹，我不认为你的辈比我小。
But it's good that we can come aside for these weekends and think of the Lord together.
我们能够这个周末聚在一起，实在是非常的好。
I saw the topics of my brothers Christian and brother Lou.
我看到陈弟兄和刘弟兄的题目。
Our brother Christian's topic on the church's future, very deep.
陈弟兄的题目是教会的前途，是一个非常深刻的题目。
And our brother Lou speaking on Jesus Christ's glory, this is also very deep.
刘弟兄讲到荣耀的基督也是一个非常深的题目。
So for me, I felt I should share something very simple.
那我觉得呢，我应该分享一些很简单的东西。
You know, one of my favorite songs is Wonderful the Matchless Grace of Jesus. You know that song?
这首诗歌是我们弟兄非常喜欢的一首诗歌。
And we want to look this afternoon at that matchless grace of Jesus.
我们今天呢下午就要看那个主耶稣他的奇妙。
We want to turn to our theme verse for what I want to share in John chapter 1.
我们现在来看我要分享的主题经文就是约翰福音第一章。
And we will read several verses together.
我们一起来读几节经文。
These are all famous verses that we all know so well.
这些都是我们所知道的非常有名的经文。
We'll just read verses 14 through 18 of John 1.
我们一起来读约翰福音第一章第十四节到第十八节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'"
约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。”
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
从来没有人见过神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh God, full of grace and truth.
丰丰满满有恩典有真理的神。
We know by as Christians, without your grace, we can do nothing.
我们基督知道，如果不是你的恩典，我们一无所事。
And without your Spirit's life upon us, we cannot see the truth.
如果不是你的灵在我们生命中，我们也不能看见真理。
And so we humble ourselves before you.
所以我们在你面前谦卑。
We know these words so well.
我们这些话都很熟悉了。
But would you breathe upon them again?
但是求你在他们上面再次吹气。
That we might live.
所以我们可以活过来。
We want to draw from the waters of life.
我们盼望我们能够从生命那个水里面被你提升出来。
Even the precious water of your word.
我们能够宝贝你的话。
Oh Lord, give us rivers of living waters today.
将生命的活水赐给我们。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit.
谢谢这圣灵。
We submit ourselves to Him right now.
我们现在把自己交给他。
Refresh everybody here who's tired.
我们真的这里面疲倦的都求你让我们重新得力。
And give our hearts a hearing ear.
给我们心让我们能够有一个聆听的耳朵。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Here we see the Gospel of John, the most simple of the four Gospels.
约翰福音我们现在看的是四卷福音书中最简单的一本。
It talks about Jesus, our Savior.
那里面讲到耶稣基督我们的救主。
And we see that grace is from the beginning to the end of this Gospel.
我们从这个福音从头到末了我们都看到恩典。
Now you may not have realized it, but we just read the only passage where grace is mentioned in the whole book.
我们刚刚读到那一段呢，就是整卷这个福音里面所讲到的恩典。
And yet throughout the book we can see the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
整卷的福音书啊，约翰福音都让我们看到基督的恩典。
From the very beginning,
从一开始,
where John cries out and says, Behold the Lamb of God, we see God's grace.
约翰喊着说,看啊,神的羔羊,从那里我们就看到神的恩典。
Right to the very end, where Jesus cries out, It is finished, we see the grace of our Lord.
最后,当耶稣基督死的时候,当他说成了的时候,我们还是看到主的恩典。
And throughout the whole book, we see that John's clear motive is to show the grace of God in the Lord Jesus.
整本书里面我们都看见约翰清楚的就是要把这个恩典表明给我们。
We all know grace's motive in John 3:16.
我们知道在约翰福音3章16节让我们看到神的恩典。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
What wonderful grace that is.
何等奇妙的恩典。
But then it says, he came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
然后他又说他来不是要定这个世界的罪而是要拯救这个世界。
Oh, what wonderful grace.
何等奇妙的恩典。
And we know from the very end of the gospel,
我们知道在福音的最后,
that these things were written by John,
约翰写了这些事,
in order that we might believe,
让我们可以信,
and having believed, we might receive life through his name.
也因着信我们因他的名可以得生命。
Grace is flowing through this whole book.
整卷的福音书都流传着恩典。
But of course you know that the Gospel of John is not only the simplest of Gospels.
我们也知道约翰福音也不是最简单的福音。
It's also the deepest.
它也是最深的。
When John is writing this Gospel, he has a twofold burden upon his heart.
当约翰写这个福音的书的时候，他有两个负担。
One, he always wants to preach Jesus in order to draw men to the Lord and salvation.
一方面呢，他要传讲耶稣，使可以吸引人到耶稣基督面前来。
But we know that John had a second reason for this gospel.
我们也知道约翰还有第二个目的。
It was written 30 years at least after the Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
是在马太、马可、路加福音写成之后，至少30年才写成。
Now, why is John writing this gospel?
约翰为什么要写这卷福音？
Not only for unbelievers that they might be saved.
不单单是为不信的使他们可以得救。
But the Lord, through John, has a burden to recover that which is lost within the Christian church.
约翰也有这样的负担，使那些失散的基督徒，那些丢失的迷途的基督徒，他们可以被恢复。
John is an old apostle, has this burden.
约翰是一个老使徒，他有这样的负担。
He sees that the church is slipping away from the fullness of grace and truth.
他看到教会从这丰满的恩典和真理中偏离了。
What happens to God's people when they fall away from grace?
当神的子民偏离了神的恩典和真理是怎样呢
？Do you know？
知道吗
？It happens in your life。
也在我们生命中发生过。
When you fall away from the grace of God, immediately you grab hold of the law。
当我们一旦偏离了恩典和真理，我们就抓住律法。
And the Christian life becomes duties and obligations。
我们的生活就变成了责任。
Instead of living out of the gracious life overflowing from God。
我们不是呢，在恩典之中活出丰盛的生命。
We live by some outward form of Christian conduct.
我们呢，乃是按照外面基督徒的要求来生活。
It's a form of godliness, but it has no power.
它有圣洁的形式，但是却没有能力。
But what happens when the church slips away from truth?
当教会离开真理又如何呢
？Now, of course, you know this word truth For John, he's talking about reality. What happens when the church slips away from reality? Do you know? It can happen to you. In the church history, it happened. The less reality we have, the more knowledge we try to gain.
我们越有多的实际，我们越能够，让我们的实际如果越少的话，我们实际的真理就越多。
Is that right? We try to learn the Greek, we try to learn the Hebrew, we try to learn the doctrines, but the reality is not there.
我们要学习信经，我们要学希伯来文，我们要学教义，但是实际的东西却没有了。
When the church lived in the reality, it had no need for conferences to make creeds about what we believe. But the more the church slipped into unreality, the more they had to list their doctrines so they understood externally what they were supposed to believe.
教会越离开实际，他们就越要抓住那些外面的信经那些东西。
So John brings us back after years to this foundational burden.
所以呢，约翰要把我们带回到，他有一个负担，要把我们带回到那个根基。
In order to be recovered in grace and reality,
是我们可以在恩典和真理中被恢复过来。
We have to behold Jesus.
我们要仰望基督。That
sounds so simple.
听上来非常简单。But
he's talking about something deeper than just looking at the external Jesus.
但是呢，他所讲的比仅仅从外表来看耶稣还有更深。
It's more than just the outward knowledge of his salvation.
不单单是外面关于他救恩的道理。
There are some Christians today who know the doctrines of salvation, but they hardly know the Savior himself.
有很多基督徒他们知道救恩的教义，但是呢，他们却不认识救主。
We need to behold Jesus afresh.
我们要仰望耶稣基督。
This is the only antidote against heresy.
这是呢，我们反对异端的唯一的道路。This
is the only antidote against lifelessness.
这是我们唯一呢反对那种没有生命的东西的方法。Many
people passed Jesus by when he lived upon this earth.
当耶稣基督活在世上的时候，很多人从他身边经过。They
saw him, and he just looked like a man.
他们看见他，不过像一个普通的人。
You know, even though the artist drew Jesus this way, he didn't walk around with a halo over his head.
虽然画家是那样画的，但是他头上并不是有那个冠环，没有那个光环。光环。
Nah, he looked very human.
他就是一个普通的人。And
unless you looked at him,
当你看他的时候，and
kept looking,
一直注视他,
you said he's just a man.
你说他就是一个普通的人。And
if you looked,
如果你这样看,
John says, one day I looked.
约翰说有一天我这样看,
and as I looked, I started to see God.
当我这样看的时候，我开始看见神。
John says, I beheld the glory of God.
他说我看见神的荣耀。
And this God that I saw in this man was full of grace and full of truth.
这个我在人身上看到的神，他充满了恩典，他也充满了真理。
Now we need to be very honest.
我们要非常诚实。
Sometimes we have seen Jesus to a certain measure.
有的时候我们看耶稣基督可以到一定的程度。
Now we think we know him.
我就以为我们知道他。But
I think we need to look again.
我想我们需要再看。
In the most simple way.
用最简单的方式。
We need to see who Jesus really is.
我们要看耶稣到底是谁。
This is the revelation that touches us with life.
这是呢, 在生命中能够触动到我们的启示。
That this word has become flesh.
道成为肉身,
and it dwelt among us.
住在我们中间。
When we see that this man was God indeed.
当我们看到这个人确实是神的时候,
this is the only way we understand how to live our Christian life.
这是我们能够活出基督徒生命的唯一的方法。
We're to live our Christian life by the mystery of godliness.
我们是靠着属神的这个奥秘我们能够活着。
What is the mystery of godliness?
这个敬虔的奥秘是什么呢?
God came down in the flesh.
到神成为肉身。
And now for us as Christians,
我们这些基督徒,
although we are nothing like Jesus in his perfection,
我们虽然一点不像神那么完美,
still as Christians now by the grace of God,
但是呢,借着神的恩典我们还是基督徒,
we should be human beings in whom God clearly dwells.
我们应当是人,
but if we don't look at the truth in Christ Jesus,
但是如果我们不是在耶稣基督里面来看真理,
then we just live an external life.
我们不过是活在外表的生活里面。
And so John has this burden.
所以约翰有这个负担。
He has this burden for all brothers and sisters.
他对每一个弟兄姐妹有这样的负担。
Because unless we're full of the grace of God,
因为生命满了恩典, 神的恩典和真理,
it's better to live by the law.
不是呢,活在神的恩典和真理里面, 而是活在律法里面。
Now, just to be careful, I did not say it's better to live by the law.
所以我不是说, 活在律法里面更好。
But we are Christians who say, we're all of grace. It's all by grace, all by grace.
我们基督徒就说, 都是恩典, 都是恩典。
But if we don't truly live that way,
但如果我们不是真实的这样活着,
then we don't look like the prodigal son. We look like the elder brother.
那么我们呢,虽然不像那个流浪的儿子,我们呢,却像那个大儿子。
And so I want us to look at the grace of God this morning.
所以今天我们要来看一下神的恩典。
And of course, in the Gospel of John, John is emphasizing the life full of grace.
在约翰福音里面,约翰所强调的是满了恩典的生命。
Now, as in all wonderful truths, there's an objective and a subjective side.
在每一个真理里面都有客观和主观两方面。
Now we all know the objective truth of the grace of God.
我们都知道神的恩典的客观方面。
We have been saved by grace.
我们是靠着恩典得救。
And that's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God.
不是靠我们自己, 乃是神的恩典, 神的礼物。
I think everybody here knows that you're saved by grace.
我们相信每个人在这里都知道我们得救是本乎恩。
And John, throughout his gospel, shows us in many ways that this is the only way we can come and be born again.
约翰在约翰福音里面用很多地方都告诉我们，我们能够来到神的面前都是靠着他的恩典。
We must be saved by grace.
我们都是我们得救都是本乎恩。
But John's emphasis in the recovery is that we can live by the life of grace.
那么约翰在这里讲到恢复的时候，我们乃是也是靠着恩典来生活。
And there is a life in us that's called grace.
在我们里面有一个生命叫做恩典。
And we might know objectively we're saved by grace, but we're not living by that life of grace.
也许从客观上我们知道我们蒙恩是本乎恩，但是我们可能没有活出来。
You say, what do I mean?
是什么意思呢?
That we look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们一起来看哥林多前书第15章。
We see Paul living out of the fullness of grace, out of the abundance of life.
我们看到保罗呢，他靠着神的恩典活出丰盛的生命。
As Paul talks about the moment when he was saved.
当保罗讲到他得救的那一刻。
And that he was the least of the apostles.
他是使徒中最小的。
But then he comes to verse 10.
到第十节,
but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Here's the Apostle Paul talking about his life.
使徒保罗在这里谈论他的生命。
And now that he's been saved, he's serving as an apostle.
他得救了，他以使徒的身份来服侍。
And even though he's the least of the apostles,
虽然他是使徒中最小的,
yet he is who he is by the grace of God.
但是因着神的恩典，他今日成了这样的人。
And that grace of God did not just leave him in some kind of weakness.
这样的神的恩典不仅仅是让他就这样的活着,
but he was able to do mighty things.
但是他可以做大事。
Yet not him, but the grace of God surging through his life.
不是靠他做, 乃是神的生命在他里面做。
And in the Gospel of John, we see this spoken of in many different ways.
在约翰福音里面, 我们看到约翰用很多不同的方式说到这点。
The abundant life
丰盛的生命。
I have come that you might have life.
我来是叫你们得生命。
And have it abundantly.
并且得的更丰盛。
Grace flowing through your life.
是恩典从这生命中流露出来。
And the rivers of living water that they who believe in the Lord would pour forth.
是得救的让那生命的活水从生命中流露出来。
Is grace.
他的恩典。
The stuff of your life.
是成为我们生命。
Is it your enabling?
是不是
your strength?
你的力量。
This is what John is trying to recover.
这是约翰试图要恢复的。
And so we want to look at that grace for just a moment.
我们现在来看一下这个恩典。
And then of course see it illustrated in Jesus.
然后我们看到在耶稣的身上表明
出来。 Because this could be more or less the outline of the Gospel of John.
这个可以作为呢约翰福音的大纲。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成为肉身住在我们中间。
We beheld him, full of the glory of the Father.
我们能够看见他满了父的荣光。
And then for the rest of the book, he gives examples of what he means.
然后书这个约翰福音的其他部分呢，就让我们看到这样的实际。
So we want to see some illustration from Jesus' life of grace.
我们要从耶稣的身上看到这些恩典的实际。
We want to ask ourselves the question, do I have...This grace in me.
我们也要问自己，在我们里面有没有这样的恩典？
Because it's ours.
因为这生命是我们的。
By the right of our salvation.
当我们得救的时候，
This kind of grace life is available to us.
这种有恩典的生命就成为我们的。
And then we want to summarize just a few of the secrets of the grace life.
然后呢，我们就总结几点这种生命的奥秘。
So now first.
首先呢，
What is this subjective grace we're talking about?
这个恩典到底是什么？
The object of grace is God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son.
就是呢神爱世人把他的独生子赐给我们。
But what is this grace that the disciples saw in Jesus?
那么门徒在耶稣身上看到的这个恩典是什么？
The word charis, the Greek word for grace,
希腊文里面恩典这个词
In its secular meaning,
就是从世俗的意义上讲
means something that is beautiful.
就是呢很美丽的东西。
It's like, it's the word we use in English when somebody is graceful.
就是呢在英文里面当我们说 graceful 的那个意思。
It's like a ballerina or an ice skater or somebody who just can move with such ease and such ability.
就好像我们看到溜冰运动员他们在滑行的时候所表现出来的那种美丽。
Their whole life has been trained for this one thing.
他们整个生命都被训练为了这一件事。
So that when they go through their life, they move with such ease and such beauty, you behold it.
所以当他们活这个生命的时候，他们的他们是那样的美丽，是那样的优美。
So speaking about Jesus' life from the subjective side,
所以呢，从客观的这个角度来看耶稣的生命。
John is saying we saw how beautiful was Jesus' life.
约翰说，我们看到耶稣的生命何等美丽。
We looked at all the men around us, but then we saw Jesus. He was living by another life, so beautiful.
我们看到我们周围的人，然后看到耶稣他是那样的美丽。
He was able to do things that man couldn't do with such ease.
他做别人做不了的事，他那样轻而易举的就做成了。
We beheld this beautiful life.
我们看到这个美丽的生命。
But then John says in John chapter 1 verse 16.
然后在约翰福音一章十六节，约翰说
：“Of His fullness we have now received, beautiful upon beautiful.”
在他丰满的里面，我们都领受了，并且恩上加恩。
Oh, that the people of God could manifest the beauty of this life.
神的子民可以彰显出这个生命的美丽。
Have you ever looked around at your brothers and sisters and say, "Boy, what an ugly bunch"?
你没有看一看你周围的弟兄姐妹说这何等丑陋
？Now, I'm not talking about the way your face looks or how big or how small you are.
我不是说你的外表你多大或者多小。
But is the beauty of the Lord seen in us?
而是呢，看到主的美丽。
You know, the church in its early days in the book of Acts was so attractive to those in the world who were hungry for something real.
在使徒行传，我们看到早期的教会，那是对世界来讲是有多大的吸引力。
Well, is the church, are the people of this world attracted to us?
这个世上的人有没有因着我们被吸引呢?
They will not be unless we're living in the abundance of this beautiful life.
如果我们不活出这个丰盛的生命来，世人不会被我们吸引。
Now, it's not necessarily what the world thinks is beautiful.
它不一定是说这个世界上的性是美丽多美丽。
Now, in the end, it's what God sees as beautiful.
那最终的乃是神看我们为美丽。
A vessel of God.
是神的器皿。
Broken.
破碎。
Pouring out the life of God because God loves the world.
将神的生命倾倒出来，因为神爱世人。This
is what God thinks is beautiful.
这是神眼中看为美丽的事。So
we just want to look now at some of Jesus' episodes in the Gospel of John to see the beauty of his words.
好，现在呢，让我们一同来看约翰福音，让我们看到这个美丽。And
see the beauty of his action.
看到他这个作为的美丽。Did
you ever say the wrong words?
你有没有说错过话?
You know, you're trying to help somebody, but you say the wrong words and you make it worse.
你本来是想帮助别人,但是你说错了话,结果事情就更糟。
But this never happened to Jesus.
但对耶稣来讲,从来没有这样。
Did you ever try to serve God and do some things for God and you did them so wrong that everybody got upset?
你有没有试过呢?你要服侍神,你做了些事情,但是做了使每一个人都很 upset.
Oh, how we need to behold the beauty of the words in the life of Jesus. And we need to ask ourselves, do others see Jesus living in me?
然后我们要问自己,别人有没有在我们身上看到耶稣?
Are the rivers of beauty flowing out of me?
那美丽的生命之水有没有从我们身上流露出来?
On such a retreat like this, we should ask these questions.
在我们这样的退休会里面，我们应当问自己这样的问题。
You don't want people to feel condemned.
你不是要别人觉得呢被定罪。
Who here could stand up and say, "Oh, I'm full of Jesus. Everybody only sees Jesus."
我们当中哪个人能够站起来说我满了耶稣呢？
If somebody can say that, then we should shoot them right away.
如果有人这样说的话，我们应该把他枪毙掉。
But you and I need to behold Jesus until we are full of grace upon grace.
而我们呢，你和我应当仰望耶稣，一直到呢神的恩典充满在我们里面。
Okay, now I'm going to go through the whole Gospel of John.
我不会呢把整个约翰福音都讲。You
ready, brother?
Okay, but I'm going very quickly.
我会很快走一遍。
Yeah, I learned this from Christian Chen. You can do a whole book in 1 hour.
我是跟陈继雄学来的，在一个小时之内，你可以把一卷书都讲完。
Special computer program of compression, you know, we can do.
就像那个被压缩过的计算机的程序一样。
No, I'm just going to recall your mind to the different stories in the Gospel of John.
我们呢，一起呢，来回想呢，约翰福音里面几个故事。
And this afternoon, we don't even want to talk about the truth of those stories. We'll leave that for tomorrow.
今天下午呢,我们不讲这些故事里面的真实的意义,我们明天再讲。
But I want us to stop and see the beauty of Jesus, full of grace.
而是我们来看耶稣基督的美丽,满了恩典。
All right. In John chapter 2, we have the time he changed the water into wine.
在第二章里面是变水为酒。
You remember his mother came and said, "Jesus, they're out of wine."
耶稣的妈妈对耶稣说,他们酒用尽了。
And Jesus said, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour has not yet come."
耶稣说,妇人,我与你有何干?我的时候还没有到。
Now you say, "That's not very beautiful."
你说,这个不怎么好吧?
Oh, but it was beautiful to God.
但是对神,这是美丽的。Oh,
to live by the grace of God.
都是呢,因着神的恩典而活。You
know, we are Christians, but we are influenced by our family, close ones.
我们是基督徒,但是我们受到家庭和我们周围人的影响。Now
sometimes we husbands, we like to pretend that we're the boss.
我们这些做男人的时候,我们就充当我们是老板。And
how come the wife does anything she wants?
不希望呢,我们太太可以为所欲为。Maybe
we're not such a much boss as we think, you know?
也许我们并不像我们所想象的那样。Because
we're influenced. People can influence us.
因为别人可以影响我们。And
who can influence us more? Than our mother.
谁能够比我们的母亲对我们影响更大呢?
Jesus, they're out of wine.
耶稣,他们没有酒了。
Now, did Jesus not love his mother?
耶稣,爱不爱他的母亲?
Of course he loved his mother.
当然他爱他的母亲。
But what did he mean by the statement he made?
但是他说这句话是什么意思?
Exactly this. I live my life under the cross.
意思是说,我在十字架下来生活。
That's my hour.
那是我的时候。
My hour has not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。
It's not time for me to be a show off and be glorified.
还没有到时候,我要表明出来,我要得荣耀。
And because I'm under the cross,
因为我在十字架下,
in matters of ministry,
为了我的工作,
I have to listen to my Father.
我要听我的父。
If my Father tells me to change water to wine, I'll do it.
如果我父告诉我变水为酒, 我就会去做。
But just because Mama says do it, I can't do it.
如果只是因为妈妈叫我做, 我不会去做。
This is what enables Jesus to change the water into the wine.
这就是耶稣可以变水。
Because he doesn't listen to man, he listens to God.
因为他不听人的话,
many of us fear God, fear man.
我们当中很多人都怕人,
and so we find ourselves short of grace.
所以发现呢,
people tell us, you should do this, you should do that, but what does God say?
别人告诉我们应当做这个, 我们应当做那个, 但是神是如何说的呢?
You know, sometimes people email me, call me, say, oh, brother, please come, speak at a conference.
有的时候, 弟兄给我送 email, 或者给我打电话, 说, 弟兄请到我们聚会来讲, 来, 请你到我们聚会来做讲员。
When I hear them, I say, oh, they really want me to come.
当我看到了说, 哦, 他们真的是希望我来呀。
But can I just say yes?
我可不可以 就说好呢?
No.
不可以。
You know, we have to go to our Father. He's the only one who can guide our life.
我们要到父那里去, 因为只有他可以引导我们。
Many times because workers cannot say no, they break down.
很多时候因为做工的人, 他们不能说no, 所以呢, 他们就, break down.
Have a nervous collapse.
他们就跌倒了。
But you see, this is a problem for all of us.
这是我们每一个人的问题。
Before you can live in an overflow, you need to learn to say no, except when God tells you.
在你还没有被太多事情压倒之前, 你要靠神恩典学会说,
That's fullness of grace.
这是神,这是满了恩典。
In John chapter 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the night.
约翰福音第三章,尼哥底母夜里来见耶稣。
He flatters him with a great compliment.
他实际上是一个很有成就的人。
Oh, you're a great teacher from God. Nobody could do these signs except you're a great teacher.
你是从神那里来的,没有人能够行这些神迹,除非你是从神那里来的。
Now, if somebody says that to me, I say, oh, what do you want?
如果有人这样对我说的话,我会跟他说,你要我做什么?
But Jesus says, no, I'm sorry.
但是耶稣说,对不起。
Unless you're born again, even if I told you what you want to know, you wouldn't understand.
人若不重生, 即使我告诉你做, 我告诉你, 你也不明白。
What grace!
何等大的恩典。
He wasn't afraid of Nicodemus's status.
他并不是因为尼哥底母, 因为他的地位和身份而怕他。
Nicodemus had special garments, special hat, special everything.
尼哥底母他有, 特别的衣服, 特别的头发, 他每件事情都很特别。
Everything about him was a Pharisee, even wore Pharisee perfume.
他的每一件事情都是法利赛, 即使他用的那个香水也是法利赛。
He had PhD, he had MD, he had LLD, he had all kinds of these.
他有各式各样的学位。
And he comes to Jesus.
他到耶稣那里来。
But Jesus isn't intimidated.
但是耶稣并不惧怕,
because in sharing the gospel, it isn't a matter of knowledge, it's a matter of being born of the Spirit.
因为这个分享这个福音并不是知识,而是生命。
How can we be full of grace if we're afraid to witness to people?
如果我们不敢向人做见证,我们怎么能够满了恩典?
Well, you say, oh, well, they're so much smarter than I am.
他比我们说,哎呦,他比我聪明多了。
Oh, but it's the Spirit of God that convicts.
但是呢,
you say, oh, but I don't speak English very well.
你说我英文讲的也不好,
but it's the Spirit of God that convicts.
但是呢,
you see, all of these things, if Jesus were afraid of Nicodemus, how could he minister the grace that led to Nicodemus' salvation?
如果耶稣基督怕尼哥底母的话, 他怎么能够让尼哥底母改变的恩典?
But he looked at that man in the eyes,
他看到 他的眼睛。
He says, you don't understand.
他说你不明白。
You must be born again.
你必须重生。
Then we'll talk.
然后我们再说。
And the man went home with conviction deep in his heart.
这人回去以后、啊、心里面有深深的感动。
We come to John chapter 4.
到约翰福音第四章。
Jesus meets the woman at the well.
耶稣在井边碰见那个妇人。
He just says, can I have some water?
他问他说我可不可以跟你要点水
And she snapped back at him.
他马上后退
Oh, she was having a bad day.
他那天真倒霉
How can you, a Jew, ask of me?
你一个犹太人怎么可以跟我要水
And how did Jesus react to this rejection?
耶稣在这个拒绝面前他是如何回应呢
He pulled a candy out of his pocket.
他从口袋里拿出糖来
He said, oh, if you knew what I could give you...
但是如果你知道我所给你的
The woman said, No, you can't give me something. This is Jacob's well, better than your stuff.
那妇人说你什么也给不了我这是雅各的井比任何事情都好
What did Jesus do?
耶稣怎么做呢
He says, Ah, that I can give you eternal water to quench your thirst.
他说我所给你的是永生的水叫你永远不渴
Until finally she says, Okay, I want that water.
最后他说哦我要这个水。
Oh, his grace made her hungry.
是主耶稣的恩典使这个妇人她饥渴。
She was so mad.
她这么生气。
She didn't know she was empty.
她不知道她的空虚。
And then Jesus' grace poured out on her.
耶稣基督的恩典充满在她的身上。
She realized how thirsty she is.
她就发现她是何等的饥渴。
And that's when Jesus hit her with the truth.
当时这就是耶稣呢将真理表明出来
Go call your husband.
把你的丈夫叫来。
Ah, now you see, grace and truth always work together.
我们看见呢恩典和真理总是在一起工作。
So how about you? Now you are in college.
你怎么样呢你现在在大学。
Or you work on the job.
或者你工作。
Or you live in an apartment with hundreds of other people.
或者呢你住在公寓里面和许多人住在一起。
And sometimes you get up the courage, especially after Thanksgiving retreat, and you witness to somebody.
有的时候呢，特别是像退休会之后，你得到激励，你要为人做见证。
And what did they do?
怎么做
？They said, "Ah, get away."
你躲开。
Or they tear up the tract you gave them, throw it down.
你拿着那个福音单章交给他们。
Now, how full of grace are you?
你是不是充满了恩典？
I remember one time I was witnessing with a young teenager. We were handing out tracts.
记得有一次我向一个年轻人做见证，我们把福音单张给他。
The teenager gave this man a tract.
那年轻人呢，给把单张给一个人。
The man looked at the tract and pulled it up. He tore it up, threw it on the ground, stepped on it.
那个人看一看单张，把它撕碎，然后用脚踩到脚底下。
My young brother said, "Okay, then you can go to hell."
我年轻的弟兄对他说。你去地狱吧。
I don't think grace was there.
我没有看到恩典在那里。
You know, many times when we witness to people, they rebuff us, but it's because they're hungry. We need to come back and give them another candy hors d'oeuvre.
有的时候我们向人做见证遭到拒绝是因为他们里面空虚，那个时候我们需要把恩典再次给他们。
Jesus had a whole tray full of hors d'oeuvres. Whatever your hunger is, he had just the right one to give you. But, I'm hungry.
耶稣基督他那盘子里满了各样各样的小点心，每当你饥饿的时候，他就拿一个给你。
That's the life of grace.
这就是恩典的生命。
Now in John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章
There's the man who's been lame for 38 years.
有一个人瘫痪了38年
He's waiting for an angel to move the water.
他等候天使来搅动水
And he's been waiting in vain.
他都是徒劳的等待
Jesus comes into the pool.
耶稣来到池边
And he says, do you want to be healed?
问他你要痊愈吗
And then he picks him up.
然后让他起来
What wonderful grace.
何等奇妙的恩典
But Jesus' grace is concentrated, you see.
耶稣的他的恩典是很集中的。
Now, many people want to have special healing power in the hands.
很多人的手里面都希望有那个医治的恩典。
Do you have healing power in your hands?
你手上有没有医治的恩典
？You touch somebody, they're healed.
你一摸别人，他就得医治。
Huh? Has that ever happened?
有没有发生过
？Maybe by God's grace.
也许神的恩典让你这样。
But how can you use this effectively?
但是你怎样有效的使用呢
？Now today, if you're a healer. in charismatic movement,
如果你在灵恩运动中你有医治的恩典,
you go to the pool,
你到水池边,
you pray for everybody.
你为每一个人祷告,
now you're exhausted.
然后你就疲倦,
200 people at the pool.
池边有200个人,
you pray for everybody.
你为每一个人祷告,
finally, you come to lame man.
最后你变成瘫痪,
now that's who God wanted to heal.
结果神要医治你,
but you have no strength.
但是你没有力量,
one hand you say, help him.
你,
one hand you just reach over and say, help him, Lord.
你伸出手说,
no healing.
却不能医治,
how can we have abundant flow if we try to reach everybody?
如果,
if we try to heal everybody, we try to witness to everybody. No, no, we have to follow God's work.
如果我们想要医治每一个人, 我们想要接触到每一个人, 我们怎么能够有那样的能力呢? 我们需要神来做工。
Maybe Jesus' burden, he wished he could pray and heal everybody at the pool.
也许耶稣有这样的负担, 他要为池边的每一个人祷告来医治他们。
But what did he say after the healing?
但是医治之后他说什么呢?
I only work because my Father is working. I only do what I see him doing.
我做工, 是因为我父做工, 我做工是因为看见我父做工。
Jesus' life was full of power and grace because it was concentrated upon just doing what God told him to do.
耶稣的生命满了恩典和能力, 因为呢他只按照父的旨意去做工。
Now you remember John chapter 6.
在约翰福音第6章,
this is when he fed the multitude.
他使众人吃饱。
You know what happened after he fed the multitude?
使众人吃饱之后他做什么?
He immediately sent the disciples away.
他马上呢,让把门徒拆剪开。
How come?
为什么?
Because it says right after that, then the people came and wanted to make him a king.
因为呢,在喂饱了众人之后,众人来要让他做王。
Now, if you want to make me a king, I bow my head and let you crown me. Go ahead.
如果你们让我做王,我就低下头让你们给我戴上冠冕。
Many servants of God have fallen away from grace by letting people make them king.
神的很多仆人, 就是因为呢,让人使他做王而离开了神的恩典。
And Jesus actually was a king.
耶稣他确实是王。
But he would not allow these people to do it.
但是呢,他不让人来这样做。
Such grace of God.
这样,这何等大神的恩典。
Even when people tried to push him up,
即使有人强迫要让他做王,
he just sent them away.
他就让他们走开。
But notice, he sent his disciples away first, because he knew his disciples would try to make him king.
他首先让这些门徒走开, 因为他知道这些门徒也要让他做王。
Oh, Jesus was so full of the grace of God.
耶稣他满了神的恩典。
Now we remember the story in John chapter 8.
我们记得在约翰福音第8章的故事。
The woman was caught in the act of adultery.
一个妇人在行淫的时候被捉到。
They throw her down on the ground in front of Jesus and say, what should we do? Stone her as according to the law?
他们把这个妇人推倒在地, 到耶稣的面前, 问他说, 我们应当如何去做呢? 按照律法去把他打死吗?
Now you notice among Christians there's usually two types.
我们知道呢, 通常有2类基督徒。
There's big-hearted people.
有一种人呢, 心是很大的。
Say, well, she sinned, but we should forgive her.
心胸很宽广, 她虽然犯了罪, 但是我们应当赦免她。
And then there's narrow people.
也有心胸很狭窄的。
No, we should stone her.
No, 我们应当用石头把他打死。
Now, even among Christians, we have stoners and big hearts.
即使在基督徒中, 我们也有扔石头的, 也有心胸宽广的。
Now, what if Jesus was big heart?
耶稣基督是心胸宽广的。
He said, oh, no, no, forgive her.
说,赦免他, 赦免他。
Many Christian servants of God from the seminary I went to, big-hearted liberals, you know?
我所去过的神学院就有一些心胸很宽广的自由审判。
They say everybody's forgiven.
每一个人都被赦免了。
Now what if Jesus said that?
耶稣是怎么说的?
They would have stoned him.
就说用石头打死他。
But what if he said, ah, condemn her, go ahead and stone her.
也说那些 condemner, 那些定罪的人说, 你们用石头把他打死。
Ah, now the narrow brothers and sisters say, hooray, hooray for Jesus, he's righteous.
那些用石头打的人就说, 赞美主, 赞美主, 应当用石头打。
But they would have been no better than the crowd who was there that day.
那么那天, 他们就跟那天钉主十字架的那些众人是一样。
How did Jesus find the wisdom to give an answer that was neither side?
耶稣基督, 他所需要的智慧是能够既不是 赦免一切，也不是呢用石头打死人。
I don't know what he was writing in the sand, but I know he was saying, Father, give me your wisdom.
我不知道那天他在啊沙土上写的是什么，但是我知道他心里是跟父神说智慧，把智慧给我。
And he received the answer.
他得到了答案。
That enabled the woman to go and sin no more.
他能够让那个妇人离开而不再犯罪。
And also send away the self-righteous crowd.
也让那些自以为义的众人让他们走开。
Oh, to have the grace flowing in our lives is to have the wisdom from above to know what to do in such difficult situations.
让我们生命中满了恩典，我们乃是需要从上面来的智慧，使我们知道在困境中当如何去行。
Now then, you remember the next story in John chapter 9.
那么我们也知道在约翰福音第九章里下一个故事。
Now here's a man who's born blind.
有一个生来是瞎眼的。
Now his disciples think that they're pretty smart.
那些门徒自以为很聪明。
And they're from two schools of thought.
他们是从两派来的。
Some of them believe in original sin.
有些人相信原罪。
Some of them believe in imputed sin.
有些人也知道，另外一些人呢。
And so they said, Jesus, why is this man blind? For the parents' sin or because of his own sin?
那么他们问耶稣，这个人为什么瞎眼？是因为他父母的罪呢，还是因为他自己的罪？
Ah, they thought, you see, we're ready for Bible school.
他说，我们可以开一个圣经学校。
What is the issue here?
这里的问题是什么？
This child, when it was in the womb, was it because of the sins of the parents the child was struck blind?
是不是当他还在母腹里的时候，因着他父母的罪，他在母腹里就瞎眼了呢？
You know, this is sort of like original sin.
这就是啊，比方像很像原罪。
Or did the child do something while still in the mother's womb?
还是呢，当这个孩子还在父母里面的时候，他做了什么事？
Oh, the disciples go back and forth, back and forth.
这些门徒呢，就这样想来想去，想来想去。
And say, Jesus, what's the answer?
问耶稣答案是什么？
Jesus says, neither one.
耶稣说都不是。
This man is blind for the glory of God.
这个人瞎眼是为了神的荣耀。
Oh, you see, because Jesus lived in the fullness of grace, he saw the purpose of God over and above all of these lesser things.
因为他满了恩典，所以呢，他可以看见呢，在所有这些事情上，神的旨意。
So many times Christians in their lives can only see the earthly choices, and they don't see the higher purpose of God.
我们很多时候呢，只看到从地上的眼光看这些事，但是呢，不能从更高的眼光来看。
Jesus could say this man was blind.To show forth the glory of God, and then he went and healed.
耶稣说呢，这个人瞎眼是要彰显神的荣耀，然后他医治他。
How beautiful Jesus was!
耶稣基督是何等的美丽。
His words, his actions, perfect in every way.
他的话和他的行为在每一个方面都是协调的。
Well, we can take one more adventure.
我们可以再看再多看一个。
Now you know with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus that Lazarus was sick.And they sent Jesus a telegram saying, "Come quick, because our brother is sick."
拉撒路病了，所以他的姐妹马大和玛利亚就给耶稣送了一份电报，说：“快点来，你所爱的人病了。”
And then we see in the Bible it says Jesus stayed away for several days before he finally went back.
从圣经里面我们看到耶稣又在他所在的地方停留了几天，然后才去。
Now you say, how does this show the grace of God?
你说呢？这样是如何？神的恩典是如何彰显出来的
？Oh, we should run and pray immediately when somebody has a need.
如果有人需要，我们应当马上去为他祷告。
You know, with this is sometimes they call the tyranny of the urgent. We always need to do something now.
真的就是呢，我们每当有事情的时候，我们马上就要去做。
But one who lives in the beautiful life knows there's a time and a season for everything.
如果我们活在那个美丽的生命里面，我们就知道凡事都有它的时间。
And if we wait on God, we are never too late.
如果我们等候神，我们永远不会太迟。
And when Jesus finally came, of course, there was a greater glory because Lazarus was raised from the dead.
当耶稣来的时候，那个荣耀更大，因为拉撒勒他从死里复活。
Do you see the beauty of Jesus' life?
有没有看到耶稣基督的美丽？
Do we have such a full and abundant life?
我们有没有这样丰满的生活
？Where we're waiting on the Father, seeking His will.
我们等候父，寻求他的旨意。
Where we're speaking with our Father's wisdom.
我们用按照父的智慧来说话。
When we see the higher purposes of the events going on earth.
我们看到世上发生这些事情，但是我们却看到那个更高的目的。
Do we have such a life?
我们有没有这样的生命?
It's ours to have.
这是我们的,
in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面,
and by beholding his beautiful life.
而是呢, 啊, 看见他那个美丽的生命,
and we truly see the beauty of his life.
当我们真正看到他生命美丽的时候,
I think we're all humbled.
我们都要谦卑下来,
how do we compare with this life?
我们生命怎么能够跟这样的生命相比呢?
But when we look at this life, I would like to finish by just pointing out three secrets that we can see by looking at this beautiful life of Jesus.
当我们看耶稣基督这个美丽的生命的时候呢, 我想简单地提出三点。
When John began to follow Jesus, he saw this beauty emerging from this man.
当约翰跟随耶稣的时候, 他看到从这个人的生命上所表现出来的美丽。
And because John followed so close and listened so carefully,
因为约翰跟耶稣这样的亲近他这样注意的听,
he gave us in his gospel one of the main secrets for this full and abundant life of grace.
在他约翰福音里面呢, 他就让我们看见这个生命的一个秘密。
What is the secret?
这个秘密是什么?
It's in a statement that Jesus made that has two sides of a coin.
那是当耶稣说了 这句话的时候, 这句话呢,
Throughout the Gospel of John, he makes this statement in one form or another.
在整个约翰福音里面, 耶稣基督或者用这种形式, 或者用那种形式来说同一句话,
What is the secret to a beautiful life?
这个美丽的生命的秘密在哪里?
What is the secret to an abundant life?
丰盛生命的奥秘在哪里?
What is the secret to rivers of living water flowing out of?
生命的活水从我们生命里面流淌出来的奥秘在哪里?
I do nothing of myself.
我凭自己不做任何事。
That's the negative side.
这是负面的意思。
And on the positive side,
在积极的方面,
I do what my Father is doing.
凡我父做的,我也做。
Such a simple secret.
就是这样一个简单的奥秘。
And yet even though it's throughout the Gospel of John, so many people don't understand this.
在约翰福音里面看到许多的人他们不明白这个奥秘。
Let me show you some verses throughout the Gospel. Starting in chapter 5.
我们来看几个地方, 先看约翰福音第五章。
This is after he healed that man who was lame for 38 years.
这是他医治了那个瘫痪38年的病人之后。
He says in verse 19.
在第19节他说,
Jesus answered and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing.
耶稣对他们说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 子凭自己不能做什么, 唯有看见父所做的子才能做。
And look at verse 20, just the first part.
第20节上半节。
For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing.
父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他们看。Jesus
lived under a tremendous restraint.
耶稣他的生命里面有极大的自控。He
had himself great power, great wisdom, great knowledge.
他自己呢有极大的能力,极大的知识。
But he did not live out of himself.
但是他不凭自己活。
He waited until the Father said, do such and such, say such and such.
他等候呢, 直到父对他说, 啊, 应当去做。
And so we read again in verse 30 of chapter 5.
我们再读第五章第30节。
I can do nothing of my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
我凭着自己不能做什么,我怎么听见就怎么审判,我的审判也是公平的,因为我不求自己的意思,只求那差我来者的意思。Let's
turn to chapter 7 and verse 28.
我们再看第七章第二十节。Then
Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, You both know me and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true. And whom you do not know.
第七章第28节, 那时耶稣在殿里教训人,大声说, 你们也知道我, 也知道我从哪里来, 我来并不是由于自己, 但那差我来的是真的, 你们不认识他。
Let's read chapter 8, verses 26 through 29.
我们来读8章26节到29节。
I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you, But he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world.
我有许多事讲论你们，判断你们，但那差我来的是真的，我在他里面所听见的，我就传给世人。They
did not realize that he had been speaking to them about the Father, so Jesus said, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you'll know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own, but I speak the things as the Father taught me.
他们不明白耶稣是指着父说的，所以耶稣说：“你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭自己做的。我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的。”And
he who sent me is with me. He is not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him.
那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在那里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。Notice
chapter 8, verse 42.
第八章。 第42节,
if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God. For I have not even come of my own, but he sent me.
倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由自己来，乃是他差我来。
We see in chapter 12, verse 49.
第十二章第四十九节,
For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak.
因为我没有凭自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么，讲什么。Chapter
14, verse 10.
第十四章第十节。
Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。So
the first thing we learn,
我们学的第一件事,
our self-life has to know the cross.
我们自己的生命, I
do nothing of myself.
我们不按自己做任何事。
And in that place, the Lord therefore can work through us when he says, now do this or say that.
只有这样的耶稣基督可以对我们说做这件事或者说这句话。
Jesus lived this way.
耶稣基督是这样活的。
As a man, he lived dependent upon his Father.
作为一个人，他活着是依靠他的父。
He said, I have many things I could judge, but I won't. I'll only say what the Father tells me to say.
他说我可以论断很多事，但是我不这样说，只有当父叫我这样说的时候，我才这样说。
Don't you know he could have judged the people around him?
你知道吗？他可以判论周围的人。
But he did not live out of himself, and he did not serve out of himself.
但是呢，他不凭着自己来活，也不凭着自己来服侍。
And so the grace of God could be poured through his life by the Father, unrestricted.
所以呢，那丰盛的生命，父的生命可以借着他能够活出来。The
second thing we notice,
我们注意到的第二件事,
in each of these episodes,
在每一卷这福音书里面,
before he could pour out grace into somebody's life,
当他可以把这恩典倾倒在别人身上的时候,
he had to bring them to the cross of truth.
他要先把这些人带到十字架的真理之下。
Before he could turn water into wine, he had to reprove his mother.
在他能够变水之前，他先要责备他的母亲。
Before Nicodemus could be born again, he had to see that unless he becomes as a child, he cannot.
在尼哥底母可以明白之前，他必须让他看见他要先成为神的儿女。
The woman at the well was told to go call her husband because this is what brought her to the end of herself and enabled her to be saved.
而那个井旁的妇人呢，要先耶稣要跟他先说把他妇人带来，因为只有这样呢，他才能认识他自己。
The man who was lame for many years had to see that all of his effort to be healed was ineffective, and he needed to rely on the one he was speaking to.
那个瘫痪的人，在他能够得医治之前，他必须看到他自己是瘫痪的。
In all of these episodes, there's that cross of truth.
在所有这些里面呢，首先要看到十字架的真理。
Because God's grace is poured out upon the humble.
因为神的恩典是倾倒在那些谦卑的人身上。
And if we don't see the emptiness of ourselves,
如果我们看不到自己的空虚,
then the grace cannot flow.
那恩典就不能流露出来。
So you see, along with that beautiful grace, there's those words of truth.
我们看见的与那个美丽的恩典在一起的乃是真理。
As Paul says, we need to always be ready to speak in the opportunity with seasoned with salt.
那就像呢保罗所说的，在每一个场合，我们都要都要做盐。
Our words need to be tasty words of grace that nevertheless has that touch of salt, of truth that brings people to the end of themselves.
我们所说的话呢是有恩典的话，但是呢里面要调和上盐，可以 touch 到人的心。
So this is the second thing we see consistently through these interviews that Jesus has.
这些呢就是我们在耶稣基督的生活当中一直能够看见。
And the final thing.
最后一点。
Grace can only be administered one person at a time.
恩典呢，只能一次给一个人。
You know, John's gospel is very unique in this way.
约翰福音在这一点上是很特别的。
If we only had Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
如果我们只有马太、马可和路加，
we might conclude that Jesus' main ministry was speaking to multitudes.
我们大概会以为耶稣基督他主要的职事就是对众人讲话。
And then healing some individual people.
然后呢一个一个医治。
When we turn to the Gospel of John,
当我们来到约翰福音的时候，
we see Jesus the gracious Savior.
耶稣基督这个恩典的救主。
Interviewing people one by one with gracious words.
用他的恩典的话语来遇见一个一个人。
And this should speak to us.
这应该对我们说话。
You know, the Lord wants us to be so full of grace that we can speak to those that we know with grace.
神要我们呢能够成为恩典的人，使我们可以用恩典来对别人说话。
Oh, you know, today the Lord has to recover not only His church as a corporate expression.
今天呢，神在恩典里面不单单要把整个教会来恢复，
but He has to recover individual grace flowers.
他也要一个一个恢复我们人，使我们也可以成为恩典的管道。
We cannot restore corporate evangelism.
我们不能恢复这个团体的这个福音。
Until you are a gracious witness.
除非呢，我们成为恩典的见证。
People are still saved one at a time.
人还是一个一个的得救。
In about a month, I'm going over to Russia.
再有一个月我会到俄国去。
I'm taking my wife this time for, you know,
这次会带着我的太太一起去。
It's very cold. We go out to Siberia in January. It's very cold.
我们一月份去过西伯利亚，非常非常的冷。
So I just got an email today from a brother in Russia.
我今天从在俄国的一个弟兄今天收到一个 email.
So you know, their Christmas is January 6th.
他们的圣诞节呢是1月6号。
So they have meetings, January 4, 5, 6, 7, because everybody in Russia takes that whole week off for Christmas.
所以他们从1月4号、5号、6号、7号都有聚会，因为呢，那个在俄国这个是一个礼拜的假期。
Most people don't believe in Jesus.
大多数人是不信耶稣的。
But they like Christmas holiday.
但是他们很喜欢圣诞节。
So the brothers have meetings every day.
所以弟兄们每天都有聚会。
They hand out much food to needy people and little gifts to children.
他们准备了很多食物给有需要的人和孩子。
So I got an email today.
所以今天我收到一个 email.
So when I'm there, they're going to hire this 4,000 seat hockey rink.
所以我去的时候呢，他们会租一个冰球场，一共有4000个座位。
And they say they want me to preach that day.
他说他们希望我那天去传道。
Now it's very tough. I don't speak Russian.
我不讲俄语，所以这件事很困难。
But by the grace of God, I'll try to be faithful.
但是呢，靠着神的恩典，我要忠心。
Because I know even 4,000 people, but people are saved one at a time.
因为我知道，虽然有四千人，但是人呢是一个一个得救。
To be full of God's grace is to realize that when God brings you by somebody,
要能够把神的恩典彰显出来，我们必须知道当人到我们面前的时候。
You know, you may have 10 classmates, but there's one that God points out.
你也许有十个同学，但是呢，有一个是神所指定的。
There's your chance to be gracious.
这是呢，让你恩典彰显出来的机会。
Or you work with six or seven associates there at your job.
也许你工作的单位有六七个人和你一起做工。
But there's one.
但是只有一个。
The Lord says that's you be gracious.
神说你要对他彰显恩典。
You know the Lord has put you on that job because there's somebody there who needs to be saved.
神把你摆在这个工作的地方，因为那里有人需要恩典。
And he's put you at that school, not because you're so smart.
他让你去那个学校，不是因为你聪明。
But to somebody there, he wants you to witness.
但是呢, 有人在那里, 你要成为见证。
So don't just get together with the other Christians.
不要讲总, 单单就是和基督徒在一起。
That's why you have a roommate that's not a Christian.
这就是为什么你的室友不是基督徒。
It's your opportunity day and night.
是你白天黑夜你都有这样的机会。
To be gracious person.
成为一个有恩典的人。
Brothers and sisters, the church today has many caricatures of an ugly Christ.
弟兄姐妹, 今天的教会呢, 有很多的地方, 今天教会在很多方面都有危机。
Some people see the church and they think that Jesus is like the Pope.
有些人看到教会的时候, 以为耶稣就是教皇,
or Jesus is a gay minister.
或者呢, 以为耶稣是一个同性恋的传道者,
or Jesus is a child molester.
或者呢, 他是儿童虐待的,
or Jesus is a Protestant scam artist who makes money and runs away.
或者呢, 以为他是那种所谓的艺术家, 他骗了钱, 就跑掉了,
or Jesus is a busy, busy businessman making a lot of money.
以为耶稣是非常非常繁忙的赚钱的人,
or Jesus is proud.
或者呢, 以为他是一个骄傲的,
or Jesus hides from non-Christians.
或者呢, 他, 把自己呢, 从不信的人面前隐藏起来。
This isn't the true Jesus.
这不是真正的耶稣。
How we need the true Jesus.
我们实在需要真实的耶稣。
Living in your life and mine.
住在你我生命的里面。
We need to behold Jesus.
我们要抓住耶稣。
See the glory of God in Jesus.
在耶稣身上看到神的荣耀。
See that he's full of grace and truth.
看见他满了恩典和真理。
Be humbled by the beauty of his life.
因为他美丽的生命, 他能够谦卑。
Be broken before him.
因为在他们面前我们能够被破碎。
Learn to deny ourselves.
学习否认我们自己。
And do what he tells us to do.
做他让我们所做的。
Oh, this would bring recovery to the church.
这样教会就能够被恢复。
Can you imagine what would happen?
你能够想象会发生什么?
If all of us tonight were full of his grace.
让我们每一个人都满了他的恩典。
Sometimes the Lord can be seen among his people.
有的时候在我们中间可以看到主。
Probably especially when we worship, if our hearts are real.
特别是当如果我们心是真实的, 当我们敬拜他的时候, 我们看到他。
But even with that, do we worship with a real heart?
即使这样,我们是真的用心在敬拜他吗?
The Lord knows.
主知道。
And he pours forth his beautiful life upon those who worship in spirit and in truth.
他把他的生命倾倒在真理和在心灵和诚实里敬拜他的人。
But this recovery begins with beauty in our lives.
而这个恢复是在我们生命的那个美丽上开始的。
It's not up to the workers.
不是那些做工的人,
it's not up to the corporate.
也不是靠着那个组织,
it's you and I.
是你和我。
Do we look like Jesus?
我们像不像耶稣?
We look again and again at these Gospels.
我们一次一次读这些福音,
that we may see him.
我们也许看见他,
and then look beyond and see God.
然后呢, 看到在这个之外的看到主, 看到神,
and in that process,
在这个过程里面,
we find the Lord by his grace transforming our lives.
因着他恩典, 我们看到神改变我们的生命,
opening up our lives so they can flow with his life.
打开我们的生命, 让他的生命可以再流进我们里面。
May the beauty of Jesus be seen in us.
是在我们身上可以看到耶稣的美丽。
Father, this is our prayer and we come in the name of Jesus.
主啊, 这是我们奉着主的名到你面前我们的祈求。
Oh, there's so many outward things we do, but they don't have that touch of reality to them.
我们做许多外面的事, 但是呢, 却没有实际。
And sometimes we're doing so much, but we're just not doing what you want us to do.
有的时候我们做了许多, 但不是你要我们做的。
Oh, we want to live in the fullness of your grace.
我们要靠着你丰满的恩典而活。
We know you have forgiven us.
我们知道你赦免了我们。
We know that you love us.
我们知道你爱我们。
We know you will enable us.
我们知道你让我们能够。
But we humbly come.
但是我们谦卑地到你面前。
Forgive us, Lord.
赦免我们主。
For so much that is outward.
我们有这么多外面的东西。
Recover us to a life.
恢复我们, 让我们有生命,
abundant life,
丰盛的生命,
grace poured out from heaven through us,
恩典从天上倾倒在我们身上,
help us as your people,
帮助我们, 你的子民,
to live in your beauty,
能够活出你的美丽。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.